The Fish and Wildlife Service, along with other local organizations, has spent nearly 10 years removing dams or adding structures that make it easier for fish to navigate the Pawcatuck River to spawn. Now, scientists will be tagging a couple hundred fish with radio transmitters over the next 2 years to assess how well they move up and down the river. Project leader Suzanne Payton says more migratory fish could benefit commercial and recreational fishing.
If we can get a run of 100,000 or several hundred thousand fish going up in this river and spawning, that's a lot of young fish that are food for, bigger marine fish and, other species.
Scientists have placed antennas across different sites along the river that will determine how long it takes the fish to get from one antenna to the next. Researchers expect to start their work within the next couple of weeks. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.